Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most of us value all of the things of this life so much that that's the reason we're so sensitive when we don't have this, and when we run into a little recession and things happen and we just fall apart like a $2 suitcase, it's because our values are so misplaced. And we put so much emphasis on that stuff. Paul said, I count it all but dung. You know what we do with our dung? We frame it and put it on the wall so that everybody can see how many degrees I've got. That's what he's talking about. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And he says, I count all that but dung. We frame ours and put it on the wall and brag about it. You can have 32 degrees and still be frozen. I had a guy one time that ran a Bible school, and he said, why don't you go through our program? And he says, with your life experience, I'll give you so much credit. And he says, in a year's time, you could be Dr. Womack. And I just kept saying, no, thank you. And I avoided him. And over 3 days, he just hounded me and hounded me and hounded me. And finally, he backed me into a corner and he says, why don't you want to be a doctor? And since he got in my face, I said, well, because I don't want to be like you. I said, you are straight as a gun barrel in your theology and twice as empty. I said, you don't have any joy. You don't have any peace. You don't have any power. I said, God forbid that I ever be like you. Amen. That ended it. He never bothered me after that. You know what? God can use doctor's degrees. If you've got a doctor's degree and if you're well educated, fine. Use it for the glory of God. For the people who have to have something, you know, use it. I'm not against that stuff, but I'm just saying that Paul, who had all of this teaching, he was taught at the feet of Gamaliel. He says it's like dung. Nothing. In comparison, nothing. Compared to knowing Christ. It's nearly inverted today. It's nearly the opposite. To where today it's about, look what I've done and look at this accomplishment and we want recognition for this. And is anybody paying attention to me? Am I getting credit for this? The reason you're so seeking after all that stuff is because you don't have the love of God working in you. When you love God, nothing else matters. You can reach a place like the Apostle Paul that everything else is like dung. It just, there is no excitement, there is no joy, there is nothing that compares with being in the presence of God just 1 hour and feeling the pleasure of God. Man, that's worth everything. It's worth everything. You know, I've seen the dead raised. I've seen my son raised from the dead. I've seen blind eyes open. We've seen great miracles. We've had wonderful things happen this way, and I enjoy these meetings. They are a blessing. I am so thrilled to be doing what I'm doing. It's amazing that God pays me for doing this. I just feel so privileged. I feel so blessed. But you know what? The most exciting thing in my life is not these meetings and the miracles and the things that we do. I would rather sit and be in the presence of God, fellowshipping with God and just feeling His pleasure than anything else I can think of. When I just want to enjoy the day, Charlie and Jill have a song, my favorite thing to do is to spend my time with you and linger in your presence all day long. My favorite thing to place to be is to, well, I messed it up. But anyway, that's basically, I would sing it for you, but that wouldn't bless you. But anyway, that's the truth. That is the greatest thing. Man, I've seen awesome things. I tell you, it's a rush to see your son raised from the dead after being dead for 5 hours and come back with no brain damage. That was exciting. But you know what? I'd rather sit in the presence of God. And I can't help but believe that's one reason that I've seen that happen, is because I had the relationship with God. It's the relationship with God that makes everything work. And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about. In verse 9 he says, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness. That's something that you could brag about based on, well, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. Look at all of these things I've accumulated. I don't want to be found in him having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Boy, that's something that not very many people are praying for. Paul was praying that he could know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. You know, I don't know how to express that, but when you do what God tells you to do and you suffer for it, there is a supernatural anointing that comes on you where God just loves you and says, I love you and you've done what I've told you to do. And that is so awesome that it actually makes the suffering good. It nearly could get you to the place to where, God, I'd like to go out and suffer some more so I could experience your comfort. God comforts us in all of our tribulation. That's what he's referring to. Paul knew about it because he had been persecuted. And you know, I can tell you by my own personal testimony that when I first really fell in love with the Lord, I got born again when I was 8, but when I was 18, I fell in love with the Lord, and God immediately started leading me to make decisions that just changed my life. And I got drafted and sent to Vietnam. And when I was in Vietnam, it was like I was in a bubble. I was just so excited about God's love for me. I loved God so much that I just wasn't even aware of what was going on around me. I was on the other side of the world, people trying to kill me. On my 21st birthday, I got 21 direct hits on my bunker. And I was just loving God and having a wonderful time studying the Word. And you know, 20 years after I got out of Vietnam, I was in Chicago and a guy gave me a book that had his testimony in it. There's 12 testimonies in this about people who went through Vietnam and experienced tragic things, and they got this, what they call post-traumatic stress disorder, and they had all of these things and their life was a mess, and then they turned to the Lord and it turned into a great testimony. So he signed the book and gave it to me, and I knew he was going to ask me, did I read his testimony? So I read his testimony. I've never read anything about Vietnam, but I read it because I knew he was going to ask me, and I read it, and it was powerful. And he was in the same division that I was in around the same time. So I read another one, and it was powerful. And I wound up staying up all night long reading that book. And one of the things that happened was that three of the people were in the same division that I was in. Two of them were there at the same time I was there. And one of them, I think, I was there when he was writing about it. It's hard to know exactly, you know, like 30, 40 years after the fact. But I think I was on this hill. And he was talking about how that this fire support base was overrun by the Vietnamese. And I was a chaplain's assistant. We went out and this chaplain was, he was a Protestant chaplain, but he was about the equivalent of a Catholic administering last rites to these guys right before they died. So we flew in, and there was an area that was smaller than this auditorium, and we took 170 mortar hits in the 2 or 3 hours that we were there inside of that perimeter. And we were under heavy fire, and you could see the muzzle fire from the weapons. And this guy in this book was writing about it and talking about the smells. You could smell the Vietnamese coming because they ate this strong fish. You could smell them. He was talking about the smells, the smell of the gunpowder. He was talking about the fear. And here I was reading this book 20 years after being in Vietnam, and fear came over me because I saw it through the eyes of an unbeliever. And fear came over me, and I had to stay up the rest of the night rebuking this fear and binding it and getting myself back into the proper frame of mind. And I remember what I was going through when I was there. I'd been praying that God would kill me and just take me home. I wanted to go be with him so much that I was excited about it. And when I saw all these weapons coming in and all of this stuff, and the Vietnamese were overrunning that position, and I went out with the chaplain just an hour or two before they did overrun that place, and they killed most of the guys that were there. And as I was seeing all of this, I remember what I was thinking. I had my M16 pointed down the hill, and they were too far away for me to shoot at them, so I didn't shoot. But I was ready, and I would have defended myself. But I can tell you what I was thinking. I was sitting there thinking, oh, Jesus, today could be my day to meet you. Man, today could be... I was having such a rush of love. I was so excited. And I was praying and interceding for these Vietnamese. I said, I know you, but these guys don't know you. Oh, God, have mercy. And I was interceding for them and for the American troops. And I was just feeling the love and the compassion of God. I never even told Jamie about this until I read that book, because it was just a non-event. It was no big deal. I can tell you that you can get so enveloped in the love of God that people threatening to kill you doesn't make any difference. Other things, it just doesn't matter. It's not important. That's what Paul is saying. We say we believe this book, but here's Paul saying that, man, I count all of this other stuff. It's like dung. Nothing is important except knowing God. I want to be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. This one thing I do. You know, the reason that Paul was so powerful is because he was single-minded on knowing God. He wanted to know God. He gave up everything else. Paul had one of the greatest careers in the Jewish religion of anybody in his day, and he gave up everything to pursue Jesus. Man, he was a person that when he walked into Jerusalem, everybody knew who Paul was, but he gave that up and he became a missionary and went into places where they persecuted him and put him in prison and spit on him and did all of these things and defamed him. And he did all of this just because he loved God. And this man, here he is. Here we are 2,000 years later talking about the Apostle Paul. You and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Apostle Paul and how God used him. And it was because he gives us his heart right here. He just wanted to know Him.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who become partners with us, you know, giving more than just what it costs to get your materials, but you are helping us to reach out and touch other people. Thank you, because I believe that this is going to transform people's lives. And if you haven't yet become a partner, I'd like to encourage you to do so. You know, the television industry says that only about 1% of the people who watch a program and are receiving from it ever contact the ministry. That means that there's probably 99% of you who've been blessed that have never responded. I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then join with me and become a regular partner.
To all the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries, we say thank you for your faithful support. And we want to remind you that you share in the rich rewards of seeing lives transformed by the power of the good news.